Hello, my name is Brittany Beebe, and I'm a graduate student at Angelo State University. The purpose of this podcast is to provide a brief synopsis and reflection of the article, The History of Interest Inventories and Career Assessment in Career Counseling. The History of Interest Inventories and Career Assessment in Career Counseling was written by Thomas Harrington and Jennifer Long. It can be found in Volume 61 of Career Development Quarterly, beginning on page 83 through page 92. The article discusses a need for the understanding of the evolution of interest inventories and career assessments because of the ever-changing job market. We are approaching a society in which only 63% of all jobs will require post-secondary education. Additionally, only 76% of public high school students will earn a diploma, and the jobs available to them will require less than 1 month of on-the-job experience to be a qualified employee. The first standardized interest inventory, the Carnegie Interest Inventory, used the same directions, questions, and interpretations for all forms of the inventory. It was eventually refined to differentiate among different interests and occupations. In 1974, 54 years after the first interest inventory was released, gender-specific booklets were eliminated to promote gender equality. It has been proven that one size in regards to career interests and inventories does not fit all. Instead, these tools have been tailored to each specific audience to increase validity and productivity. We have learned that a person's interests are directly related to their abilities and motivation. Finding a job that your client is willing to make a career out of will largely reflect whether they enjoy their job or not. It is highly unlikely for a person to remain in a career they do not enjoy. This article opened my eyes to the challenges I may face in the future in regards to career counseling. As a counselor, I would encourage all of my students to pursue post-secondary education. However, the continuous changes within the job market are making it easier for students without a college degree to obtain a well-paying job and make a career out of it. Furthermore, the thought of 24% of our high school population dropping out before graduation is scary. At a minimum, these students need a high school education. Education is one of the greatest tools we possess, but one must be willing to use it. Therefore, it is my job as a career counselor to remain in the know about the changes occurring to career assessments and interest inventories. The latest tools may be able to reach students in a way ancient inventories could not. Finding an educational and career path that suits each individual person is becoming a very difficult but doable job. Therefore, it is imperative that I am equipped with the latest and greatest tools and inventories so that I may be a highly productive career counselor. That is all I have for you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.